Bombers that I know.
在我在 Hope 的那块土地上也有同样的事情发生。
So, it's the same thing happened to my property in Hope.
但是我非常的感谢神，要感谢神，神给我那边装备了一个帮助的人。
But I'm really thankful that God has provided a helper for me in Hope.
他也是主内的一个弟兄。
He's also a brother in Christ.
那他的这个过去的训练就是这个木匠、矿工这些东西。
So he has been trained to be a plumber, a carpenter in the past.
所以他非常的尽心尽力。
So he tries his best.
那好几个房子的水管都动了，至少有三个都动了，但是呢，他就会尽心尽力去做。
So at least three of the pipes in my property has been frozen. So he tried his best to fix those problems.
在我跟他交流的过程里面，我非常的感恩，但是同时他也说也是感谢神，让他能够来帮助我。他是一个非常敬畏神的人。
So I feel I'm very grateful as I talked with him, and he is also very grateful as well. He felt that it is his mission to help me.
其实他是一个做这个拖车公司的一个工人，所以他任何时候要有车祸的话，他立刻要去就要去工作，不管是夜里面还是白天。
He works for a towing company, so he has to work day or night when accidents or needs arise.
那有时候他的公司就把他安排在 Coca-Cola Highway, 就在那里守着。
Sometimes his company will send him to Coca-Cola Highway to wait.
但是当他回来的时候呢，他还要帮我做事情。
But when he comes back, he still has to help me as well.
但是他也没有任何的怨言。
But he has no complaints.
而且真的我非常的感动。
I'm very touched by this brother.
那这就是好多的普通的弟兄姐妹，普通的基督徒，从这一个感恩的心，一个敬畏的心在做的事情。
So it is ordinary Christian brother or sister doing things with gratitude.
所以今天我讲的道呢，我觉得也是2022年神要我们所行的一个主题。
So today my sermon, and I felt it is something that God wants us to work on in the year 2022.
因为在我们的生命里面，基督徒的生活里面，我们常常会祷告，希望明白神的旨意，希望有神的作为在我们的生命里面。
So as a Christian brothers and sisters, we always pray and hoping that God will work in our lives and show us His ways.
那所以好多时候我们教会会有很多的敬拜、禁食、祷告，那希望要听到神的声音，看到神的作为。
So we have a lot of fasting and praying and worshiping, hoping to hear the voice of God and do what He wants us to do.
那很多时候呢，其实神的心意非常非常的简单。
But most of the times that God's will is quite simple.
我觉着神呢，让我们教会是要心在一个简单的神的心意里面。
I felt that it is God's will for our church to walk simply in Him.
那其他的教会或者是都有各自的神对他们的带领。
For every church has God's what God will lead them individually.
在韩国有一个教会十几个人呢，他们都会常常的进食祷告，有时候每一周呢，星期五到星期天的早上呢，都是进食通宵祷告。
So there's a church in Korea. They always fast and pray, and a lot of times they will fast and pray from Friday evening to Sunday morning.
那所以神就赐给他们这个很多的启示，特别这个牧师黎在路呢，啊，神给他启示写了基本关于地狱和天堂的书，因为神常常带他去地狱和天堂。
So they always receive revelations from the Lord. So the pastor of the church, he wrote few books about heaven and hell.
那神就特别拣选他呢，要做这样的事情。
So God has called him to do something such like this.
他这些书对人的影响也非常大。
And many people are impacted by his books.
我也听过他的讲道。真的是一个非常爱主的人，就说从神那边有这样这个一个清楚的领受。
I have also heard his sermon before, and he is really a God-loving pastor.
那另外的教会呢，可能神呼召他们做这个就是说要过渡性的连接啊，像我们的母堂这样。
For other churches, such as our mother church, they are being called to do works in the nations.
那对我们教会来讲呢，就是说，究竟神呼召我们做什么样的事情？
But for our church, what is God want us to do?
你知道，当一个人进入一个教会的时候，神把他带进某个特别教会的时候。一定有他特别的原因。
You know, when God brings a person to a particular church, there is a reason behind all of this.
他肯定他的这个阶段，至少在这个阶段，他进入这个教会呢，跟这个教会的呼召有关系，跟他自己的需要也有关系，跟他将来的呼召也有关系。
At least for this certain period of time when he enters a church, it will have something to do with his current callings and also with his future as well.
那我们的教会的呼召究竟是什么呢？
What is the calling for our church?
在多年前有一次祷告的时候呢，有一个姐妹看到一个异象，这个异象在我的生里面心里面非常非常的重，非常重要，对我来说，跟我们教会的呼召有关系。
So many, many years ago, there was a sister who saw a vision about our church, and this vision is very important.
这个意象简单的来讲的是，他看到一个意象是玉米的罐头，这个罐头运输到很远的地方呢，打开都是新鲜的玉米。
So in her vision is about cans of corn. So the can has been transported to places that are far away. But after the can is open, the corn inside is still fresh.
那这个对我来说呢，就是非常的一个吃惊，也非常的重要。为什么？它在印证我一直祷告的一些事情。
So this vision to me personally is very important because it gives me confirmation to something that I had prayed about long time ago.
因为大家知道，就是说玉米呢，如果是新鲜的，它就不能会把它运到很远的地方。
Because corn, if it's fresh, it cannot go to places far away.
那如果是装了罐头的玉米呢，它就不新鲜，可以运到很远的地方，但是不新鲜。
But if this can of corn, even though it can be transported to further away, but it will no longer be fresh.
但是怎么样既可以运到很远的地方，又是新鲜的呢？这是一个很矛盾的事情。
So how can it be fresh and also be transported places further away is something kind of like contradictory.
那这跟我们属灵的生命或我们的服事有什么关系呢？
So what does it have something to do with anything to do with our spiritual life or our calling?
很多时候我们会经历新鲜的恩膏， 都是在大的聚会里面，在我们聚集的时候，祷告敬拜的时候，在教会的生活里面，在教会的这样一个团契里面发生。但是呢，人出到外面的时候，发现他就失去了这样的恩膏，被生活的压力所迫，日常生活里面工作的地方好像就没有了恩膏。
Sometimes we will receive fresh anointings while we are in a gathering or in a worship teams, when we worship together. However, when we go back to our each individual life, it seems that we lost all of these anointings because of the burdens in your life.
就像这个一线里面新鲜的玉米呢，它就不能运输到很远的地方。
Just like in the vision, the fresh corn cannot be transported far away.
但是呢，这个意象告诉我们，新鲜的玉米可以运输到很远的地方，还是新鲜的。
However, the vision is telling us the can of corn, even though it is transported to far away, is still kept fresh.
这个意象在提醒我什么呢？因为我知道耶稣的生命就是这样的生命，他不管在哪里。就是神的同在和他在一起照样有爱照样新生气不管在任何的地方。
But it is something that reminded me of Jesus Christ. So no matter where you are, you will always have his anointings and his presence with you.
这就是我所一直祷告的我相信我们在主里面的话那个新鲜的恩膏不仅仅是在聚会的时候。而是在任何时候，只要在我们叫他的名义的地方，新鲜的恩膏都会随着我。
So this is my something that I've been praying about. It is no matter where you are, not just in a gathering, you will always have that fresh anointings from Him to be with you everywhere that you go.
那这是主的应许。
It's not just what I've been longing for, but it's a promise from the Lord.
那主耶稣说，信我的人要做比他更大的事情。
And Jesus have said that those who believe in me will do even greater things.
那耶稣呢，在吃饭的时候，他可以讲道，他也可以行神迹，啊，打鱼的时候也可以讲道，也可以行神迹。他不需要在聚会的时候要很多唱歌很多的祷告任何地方都可以行神迹。
So for Jesus, while he eat, he could talk about sermons and also be performing a miracle, same as while he's fishing or doing other stuff. He doesn't need to be in a church, gathering church, or to be a firstworship about and then having the anointings. You don't need that. He doesn't need that.
当然这不是说祷告敬拜不重要它是很重要但是呢最终我们的生命要像耶稣一样在任何的地方都有神的同在。
I'm not saying praying and worshiping is not important. I'm saying what I'm trying to say is that we will be more like Jesus so that signs and miracles, anointings will be following us wherever we go.
那这就是我们多年来一直的祷告。我知道神一直在做就是让我们每一个人出去的时候呢在日常生活里面神迹就随着神随着我。
So this is something I've been praying about for many, many years, is that wherever we go, God's signs and miracles can be with us.
那神就和我们同在。
So God will be with us.
那原因是什么样呢？我们愿意被他训练，来真的，来心灵和诚实的来跟随他。
So we have to be willing so that we can worship him in truth and in spirit.
所以神在这么多年里面一直在训练我们每一个人、啊、真正要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
So God has been training us to worship him in truth and in spirit.
当然我们还是在他的继续的训练之中。
Of course, we are still in the training right now.
但是呢我们会越来越多的就会来经历就是在日常生活里面呢神迹随着我们因为我们的心愿意来 紧紧的跟随他。
Well, as we go along, we will be, trained to be more and more with him.
那2022年呢，我相信神会让我们的弟兄姐妹每一个人会更深的进入这样的经历，就是在日常生活里面，你就发现生计伴随着你。
I felt in year 2022, I felt that, God will be with our brothers and sisters, and the signs and miracles will follow you, in our normal daily lives.
所以呢，今天我们就是说，根据我们最近所读的一本书，就是《路德记》呢，我要来讲一下神在这一方面对我们的一个带领。
Today we're going to talk about a book that we have recently, studied, the book of Ruth. From this book, we can see how God is following us in our daily lives.
那最近大家在读路德记的时候呢，你就发现，路德记的故事呢，发生在士师的时代，是一个以色列最混乱的时代。
So the book of Ruth, it happens during the time of, the judges. So it's a time in the history that, the Israelites are living in, you know, like confusions.
但是你发现路德的这本书的故事呢，跟士师记记载的故事好像根本就是两个调，躺着是两个调。
And you will see that, the book of Ruth and the book of Judges, it seems that they areplaying different tunes.
你发现士师记的时代呢，就是以色列人犯罪，拜偶像，被外族人欺压，最后他们呼求耶和华，耶和华就兴起一个士师呢，带领他们来打胜这个仇敌。
So if you read book of Judges, you will see that they will sin, they will go against God, and God will send the people from other nations to come and, you know, like, took their land and took their land, and then God will rise up a judge to help these people, and again, they will sin and betray God.
那这个以色列人呢，就是当时就说做很多的事情，也不守律法，也不知道律法在哪里。当领袖的呢，一回神的恩膏在他的身上，就做很多好事。过了以后，他又做很多的坏事。
So you will see that, the Israelites didn't know what they were doing. They're sinning against God, and then also the judges, for a period of time, God will be with this person and he will be, you know, like helping the Israelites. However, when the Spirit of God left, the leader or the judge will start sinning again.
所以是一个非常非常混乱的时代。
So it's a period of, you know, like, confusion.
那有时候你会看到他们以色列人一个12个支派呢，一个支派比较狠，帮了另外的支派，所有的就打那一个支派，甚至把那个支派的人都差不多要全杀光，就是这样的事情会发生。
And you will read about, you know, like a certain tribe, and among the Israelites, they will be killed by the other tribes to the point that only a few men left.
那所以你说这样的事情，这是神的儿女吗？
So you will see, okay, you will question God, like, are these people the children of God?
神在看顾着以色列人吗？
So is God really taking care of the Israelites?
你不仅心里面常常要问这样的问题，你读士师记的时候。
So you will continuously ask these questions while you read the book of Judges.
你发现士师记里面呢，其实神也常常的向他们显现。
And you also see that God continuously to appear to the people during the period of Judges.
啊，常常也有神迹，超自然的神迹奇事会发生。
And you also see signs and miracles happening to them as well.
那路德记呢？路德的故事就发生在那个时代，但是他的这个调呢，跟那个完全不一样。
So Ruth is also happened in during that same period. However, it seems that these two books are seen in different tombs.
那路德记如果不是记载在圣经里面的话，路德，和这个拿奥美他们身上所发生的事情呢，肯定是没有人会注意的。
So if a book of Ruth wasn't recorded in the Bible, then the story happened to Ruth or Naomi, things like that will never be remembered by anyone.
那一个拿奥美和他的先生为了逃荒跑到摩亚去，生了两个儿子，最后两个儿子也死了，丈夫也死了。
So Naomi and her husband ran to Moab.Because of the famine in the land. And they had two sons. And then after that, Naomi's husband died and also two sons died as well.
那后来呢？Naomi 就听到犹大他的这个家乡呢，耶和华眷顾有粮食吃了，他准备要回去，就告诉两个媳妇说，你们不要跟着我去了吧，我这么老了，对吧？你们赶紧嫁人吧，找个好人家。
So after that, Naomi heard the food in the land of Judah, so she told her daughters-in-law, saying that, okay, return to your home, I'm going back to the land of Judah.
那很简单的就是一个呢就哭哭啼啼说我跟你走，那Naomi就说不要跟我了，跟我我也不能给你生个孩子再次来娶你，对吧？这怎么样怎么样，你赶紧回去吧，他就回去了。
So the two daughters-in-law, one of like they both cried, and then Naomi said, "Please return, because I'm too old to give you another son for you to marry." So one of them returned.
那路德呢，就做了一件很简单的事情。他说：“我不走，我就跟着你。”
However, Ruth did something different. She said, "No, I'm not leaving you. Where you go, I will go."
那这是一个很简单的事情，就是说。路德也没有什么豪言壮语，也没有什么伟大的思想，他就是看着这个穷寡妇婆婆呢很可怜，他也没圣经也没这样写，他就说我不去，我就要跟着你。
So, she did not for Ruth. She didn't say like something extraordinary. So the only thing she did was to, you know, like follow her mother-in-law.
他。路德在第一章十六节怎么讲的？他说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。不要催我回去，不跟随你。”
So here in verse of chapter 1, verse 16, Ruth said, "Don't urge me to leave you."
他说：“你往哪里去，我也往哪里去；你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里。”除非死能是你我相连，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
So here it says, where you go, I will go, where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and where, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but that separates you and me.
那你觉得路德当时心里究竟在想什么？他是一个神学家，是不是圣经很熟悉呢
？So what do you think Ruth was thinking while she said these words? Was she a Bible teacher that knows so well about the Lord?
或者说他就是有很高尚的一个人，很伟大的人呢？
So, or was she a great extraordinary person?
那我相信呢，当时呢，她就是很简单的，就是舍不下她这个寡妇婆婆。
But I felt that she was just unable to leave her mother-in-law, a widow, behind.
就是一个单纯的一个爱在他的里面。
So it was just simply a love, in her.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个爱就是真正神的那种爱。
A part of this kind of love is the love that is from God.
因为你想想，一个年轻寡妇跟一个老寡妇能得到什么好处呢？
Just imagine a young widow with an old widow. What do you think they will get?
路德就是爱她这个婆婆，是一种神的爱。
But for Ruth, she loved her mother-in-law. It's a love that comes from the Lord.
她就是她婆婆没人照顾。
Simply because there's no one to take care of her mother-in-law.
啊，她没有想到什么，没有，这里没有什么英雄救美人的故事，啊，也没有说是这么这个人，很有钱，我可以来跟随他，或者说这个人很漂亮，啊，我可以怎么样？这都没讲。
So it's not something like a heroic, story, or it's not about a person who is rich, so that the other person is trying to, you know.Be with that person to get money, but it's nothing like that.
这是很简单的一个故事，就是说这个人他就舍不下他这个穷婆婆。
So it's a simple story that a person cannot be able to, you know, leave behind her mother-in-law.
他可能想到就是说，如果我离开他，他就谁都没了，两个儿子也没了，丈夫也没了，连我也没了。
So she simply thought to herself that if I leave her, she will have nothing left. Her husband have died. Her sons, both of her sons have died.
那你要想想路德能得到什么呢？路德就是一个女人啊，当她的丈夫死了，她已经在当时的社会里面，就是她被人会看不起，成为寡妇。
And for Ruth herself, during those times,Since she is a widow, she will be despised on.
特别讲到拿奥美，就说当她的丈夫一死的时候呢，她什么也没了。
So for Naomi, once her husband died, she will be left with nothing.
当时她离开犹大去摩押逃荒时，本来就没有任何的财产，就是讨口饭吃，本来什么也没有，丈夫也没了。
So when she ran away with her husband to Moab, she didn't leave anything behind. So there was no, properties in Judah.
你知道那个时候，如果人一个女人她的丈夫死了，是一个寡妇，她如果有儿子的话，她很有盼望。
So you know, back those times, if you are a widow but you have sons, you still have hope.
当你把儿子养大的时候呢，可以来，帮助你，可以来撑门面，可以来做其他的事情，可以来养活你，你就还是很有盼望的。
So you will still have hope if you have son. Once the son grows up, he can take care of you. So you still will have hope.
那对拿欧美来讲呢，这个儿子也没了，两个儿子都没了。
However, for Naomi, it's opposite.She lost both of her son as well.
那丈夫也没了，财产也没了，儿子也没了。
So she has no
husband. 有什么东西可以给路德呢？
So she has no husband, no possessions, no sons. What does she have left over for Naomi? For Ruth.
那路德跟随他能得到什么呢？
So, can Ruth gain anything from following her?
那路德其实就是一个单纯的爱，他没有想要得到任何的东西，他就是想要照顾这个年老的婆婆。
So for Ruth, she can gain nothing. So she only wanted to take care of her elderly mother-in-law.
那后来当拿奥美回到犹大的时候，他给他的先亲们讲的那句话就证实了这一点。他说什么呢？他的名字原来叫拿奥美，就是甜的意思。后来他说不要叫我拿奥美，你就叫我这个马拉吧，就是苦的意思，你们都叫我马拉算了，因为我受了大苦。
So when Naomi came back home and she told her countryman says, stop calling me Naomi, call me Mara. Mara meaning that my life is very bitter because God has afflicted me.
但是路德就是因为这样一个当从的一个爱呢，就跟随她的婆婆去了这样一个他乡，在这样一个新的地方，一个年轻的寡妇呢，跟着一个老寡妇，就在那边开始了她一个她的生活。
So Naomi, being a foreigner because of her simple love for her mother-in-law, she left behind and came to the land of Judah. To start a new beginning.
你不知道在这个过程里面他们是不是有很多的敬拜赞美和祷告，我不知道。
So we do not know whether during this time they have like worship and praying, you know, I don't know anything about that.
但是呢我们看到的就是说这个路德呢跟着拿俄米就来到了犹大。
But we knew that Ruth had followed Naomi to the land of Judah.
但是这件事情看起来神好像也没有出现，也没有说话。但是呢，神的眼睛一直在看顾着他们。
So even though you will not see with the Lord speaking to any of them, but you will see that the Lord is always taking care of them, be with them.
大家知道就是说神圣经里面呢有一些这个原则是永远不变的。
You know, as you read the Bible, you will see there are some principles that can never be changed.
比如说约翰一书第四章十六节讲到呢，就说人如果有爱的话呢，他就是住在神的里面，神就住在他的里面。我们可以看一下这节经文。约翰一书第四章十六节。
So for example, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, it says that whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him.
那十六节讲是什么呢？神就是爱，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, God is love.Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him.
就说当人的心里面有爱的时候呢，神就住在他的里面，神就和他同在。
Meaning that if you have love in your heart, God is with you and in you.
那中国人常常说啊，就是说这个有一些言语啊，说既人自有天相啊，还有好多的这种，就是一个人如果真的有爱的话呢。他处处都会有好事情发生在他的身上。
So there are many Chinese sayings. For example, that if you are a good person, you will always have a good fortune. Meaning that like if you have love in you, God will be always with you and give you, you know, like good fortunes.
在这个历代之下十六章第九节也讲到另外一个原则。
And also in 2 Chronicles, 第几章？
历代之下十六章第九节。
2 Chronicles 16。
那当时呢，先知向这个犹大的王，就是讲到这样一句话，但是这句话呢是一个原则性的东西。这耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要向大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
So 2 Chronicles chapter 16, so it's something that the prophet was speaking to the kings. 第几节？我看看。Okay, 第九节是吧？ So verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
你要注意到这个地方呢，中文讲的心从诚实的人，但是英文讲什么呢？英文讲的是
fully committed.
Their heart is fully committed. 就说他们的心呢 献身是完全的，完全的被生的人。
So here it says whose hearts are fully committed to the Lord. So they are being, you know, like they belong to the Lord. They've been submitting everything to the Lord.
就是这里讲到一个原则呢，就是生的眼睛在遍察全地。
So it's a principle for the Lord. He is searching the land.
他不仅仅是在看基督徒，不非基督徒，以色列人非以色列人，他什么人都看。
So he is not just examining the Christians. He is no matter you are believers or not non-believers. His eyes are always searching.
就是在他在看他的眼睛看全地的人，有没有人心存诚实。
So he's
向他诚实。
So he is searching for everyone on earth to see if anyone's heart is committed to him.
这里讲到这个 committed 就是心存诚实，就是说人其实他的行为上不可能是完全，但是他的心是不是存着诚实。
So for a person that you can never be, you know, perfect without sins, however, your heart can be,No, he can examine your heart to see whether you are, you know, like fully committed to the Lord or what.
那在这个约翰福音第四章，等耶稣遇到那个撒玛利亚妇人的时候呢，就也是讲到一个非常重要的一个原则，说神在寻找用心灵和诚实敬拜的人。
And also in the book of John, chapter 4, Jesus said that the Lord is always searching for those who worship him with spirit and truth.
那个地方中文呢翻译作神要这样的人拜他，但是原文呢说是神在寻找这样的人拜他。
So in the Chinese translations, it says that God is looking for those, in the Chinese translation, it says God wants those people who worship him in spirit and truth. But indeed, the original text was saying that God is searching for those who worship him in spirit and truth.
所以神在寻找那样的人，来，就是神的眼睛在遍察全地，找那些以心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
So Lord's eyes is always searching for the individuals who is worshiping him in the spirit and in the truth.
所以其实我们敬拜神的这样一个事情呢变得非常的简单。
So it's become much simpler, how we worship. Hello? Wait?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 神在寻找那些用心灵和诚实敬拜的人。
So God is searching for those people who worship Him with spirit and truth.
就是其实我们的信仰呢，就是变得非常非常的简单，就是我们的心里要有诚实。
So our faith become much simpler. It just to have simple truth in us to worship Him.
最近我的这个工人非常的感动，在 Hope 的这个工人非常的感动，因为他没有什么讲很多的大话，当他夜里三点钟回来，我需要他，我说水管动，他说我赶紧回去修。
So my helpers in Hope, I was deeply touched by him because he's simply trying to help us. I call him up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. after he came back from his work. I told him that one of the pipe is frozen and immediately he went and helped me.
我说我非常谢谢你，他说我知道你不容易住那么远这不容易。
And I said, okay, I want to say thank you to him. And he told me instead, saying that I know it is hard for you since you live so far away.
这是一种非常简单和诚实的一种心在做这样的事情。
It is very simple, with simple heart, and he's doing things such as this.
你发现从第二章开始就描述这样一个非常简单的一个生活。 但是呢，神的手在大大的在祝福着他。
So if you read, starting from chapter 2 in Ruth, you will see that they started a very, seems a very ordinary life in the land. However, God's hand is with them and bless them.
拿奥米的丈夫伊利米勒的亲属中有一个人叫做伯阿斯，是个大财主。摩亚女子路德对拿奥米说，容我往天见去，我们谁的恩就在谁的身后拾麦穗。拿奥米说，女儿啊，你只管去。路德就去来到天见，在首葛的人身后拾取麦穗，他恰巧到了伊利米勒本族的人伯阿斯那块田里。
我要读一下吗？
要说一下。
So, Ruth chapter 2. Now Naomi had relatives on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Moabitess, Moab, 这个怎么说?
Moabite.
Okay.Said to Naomi, let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eye I find favor. Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. So she went out and began to glean in the field behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in the field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech.
你就发现呢这样一个事情呢，就是就简单的就发生了。结果呢，拿奥米的丈夫伊利米勒的亲属中呢，就有这样一个人，叫做伯阿斯，他就是一个大财主，就出现了。
So you will see that, the story simply, has that to happen that, one of the relatives who is, it says a man of standing, a rich man, his name is Boaz.
那他呢恰好就是这个拿奥米的丈夫伊利米的亲属中一个至亲的人。
And he happens to be one of the relatives from the clan of Elimelech.
那这个有什么重要呢，就是那时候呢，如果一个人做了寡妇呢，他的丈夫的亲族里面的人呢有义务啊要来买赎他的田地，娶这个寡妇。
So why is it, important here? It is because back then, if someone became a widow, from her husband's side, one of the closest relatives has a responsibility or has a duty to marry this widow and redeem her.
那就说而且生孩子呢归在她原来丈夫的名下。
So if they have any children, the children will be under the name of the husband who have died, you know, yeah.
那这个人呢就出现了。那下面呢你就发现
So this person, appear in this chapter.
这是神做的，这是神做的。
But it's from the hand of the Lord.
但是呢，路德和拿奥米并不知情。
But Naomi and Ruth did not know about that.
但是呢，你就发现路德呢继续做他简单的事情。他说什么呢？他要我要往田间去，我们谁的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。他就简单的说了这么一句话。
So she only simply said to Naomi.Telling her that, okay, let me go to the field and pick up what is left over behind anyone, in whose eyes I find favor.
其实就是人日常生活里面在家里面的这个客厅里面的简单的一个对话而已。
So it's just a very, simple, ordinary conversation that, you know, can happen to anyone's living room.
他们没有说来我们祷告，进食祷告，我们寻求神，要到哪个人的天间去拾麦穗。
So they did not say, okay, let's come and worship and pray and see, whose field I should go to today.
那我不是说，祷告寻求神进食，这是错的，这是对的，很好的。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't worship God or, fast and pray. No, I'm not saying anything against that. It's very good to do that.
我在讲呢，当一个人他真正用心灵和诚实在跟随神的时候呢，在简单的日常生活里面，神就要做大事。
I'm saying as long as you worship God in spirit and truth, so in your ordinary daily lives, God is always with you and doing things in you.
这个简单的对话里面呢，其实非常的感动人，非常的感动人。你如果仔细读的话，非常的感动人。
So if you read the verses closely, you will see that it's actually very touching to see that she said these words.
这你看到就是拿俄美和路加之路德之间的一种当宠的一种相依为命的一种爱。
You will see the relationship between Ruth and Naomi and how they love and depend on each other.
罗德说，容我往前进去。为什么用这个容我呢？这个词呢？
So Ruth asked Naomi, let me go to the field. Why does she ask her about it?
第一个呢，就是说她要征得婆婆的同意。
So first of all, she wants to be granted by her a mother-in-law first.
那她很想去十岁，因为寡妇没有什么田地，没有什么财产，十岁是他们很好的机会，可以来养活他们自己。
So as widows, they do not have any possession, any fields. So by go to the field and gather the leftover grain is the only way for them to, you know, like store up food for themselves.
所以就是为了他们两个人的生计，他要这样去做。
So it is for their own survival, they have to go do things like this.
但是呢，他用容我这个词，就说明呢，就是说他非常尊重他的婆婆。
However, she asks her mother-in-law first, asking her, okay, let me do this and do that. So meaning that she is, you know, respect her mother-in-law.
那另外也表现出来就是说 Naomi 呢非常的爱她。为什么？因为好多事情 Naomi 知道就大的这个风俗啊这些来保护她。这样一个年轻的寡妇出去会受人欺负，是不是？这个年老的寡妇肯定常常关心她，不要做这个，不要做那个，要做这个，要做那个。
Second of all, you can see the Naomi, the mother-in-law cares about her daughter-in-law because Naomi knows the custom and the traditions in the country in the land of Judah. So she knows how to protect this lady, this widow, young widow.
那路德就继续讲，我们谁的恩就在谁的身后施麦穗，就是说。有的人是不会让他在他的后面拾麦穗的，有的人可能会欺负他。他说蒙谁的恩，是一个很谦卑的心啊，就是说真的就是说这样一个依靠神的这样一个心。
So, and Naomi, Ruth later on said, let me, you know, like pick the field behind from anyone who, in whose eyes I find favor.So meaning she was so humble, because it is not like, not everyone will allow her to pick the leftover grains. So it's only those, who she can find favor, then she was allowed to do that. So she was very humble in saying this.
那是路德这样的人呢，他什么，谦卑不谦卑，不谦卑也得谦卑，是不是？
But for a person such as Naomi or Ruth, she has to be humbled.
但是呢，拿俄米说了一句什么话呢？女儿呀，你只管去。
But this is what Naomi said to her. Go ahead, my daughter.
但弟兄姐妹，这是很简单的一句话。但是我不知道，你如果相信你当时是拿俄米。你的孩子是 Ruth， 你这样讲话其实是非常非常有感情的。
So, she just simply said that, but as I said, if you are Naomi and you understand that she actually said this, with, you know, like full of her love towards her.
你看，他就说，第一个，他说女儿啊，她是他的 媳妇是吧？但是呢，他称她为女儿，他把她看成女儿，明白吗？
First of all, she called her my daughter. So even though, she was just a daughter-in-law, but she, Naomi thinks of her as if she is her own daughter.
啊，他就说你只管去，只管去。这个老太太呢，心里面她是很有信心的，她对神很有信心。
So she said, "Go ahead." And for Naomi herself, she's full of faith for the Lord.
那第二节呢，就讲到路德到了田里呢，就恰巧到了伯阿斯的那块田里面。
And so after that, it was see that, so Ruth went out to the field and it happened to be the land that belongs to Boaz.
但是你继续读下去的时候呢，你就发现恰巧这个事情呢，就下面完全的带领路德进入全面的祝福。
So later on, as you read the verses, the chapters, you will realize that it happened to be Boaz, but it changed completely the story of Ruth.
你就发现路德呢最后就嫁给了伯阿斯这个大财主，而且拿奥米呢跟他住在一起。
So in the end, Ruth married to this rich man Boaz, and also Naomi lived with them as well.
那后来呢，他就生了孩子，这个孩子呢，最后就成为这个大卫的爷爷，也成为耶稣基督的先祖。
So after that, they got married, they had children, and the child, the son that she and Boaz had, became the grandfather of the King David, and also became an ancestor to the line where Christ has come from.
也就是说呢，路德和拿俄米呢，不仅仅得到了地上的祝福，而且也得到了神的这样这个历史这个长河里面的这一个大应许里面的一个位分。
So not only that they have gained like a blessing on the land, but also in the history, where God has intended, they have also gained a place, for you know from the line of Christ.
就是恰巧的机会就出现。
So this is, you know, seems like a coincidence, but it just happened.
路德记里面从头到尾没有讲耶和华向他们显现，也没有先知说话，也没有神说话，也没有天使出现。
So throughout the book of Ruth, he never mentioned anything about the Lord speaking to them or any visions or any like angels.
那甚至连一句祷告的话都没有。
To the point there was not even a prayer in the whole book.
那我讲今天讲这些呢，不是让你走极端，你不要祷告说像如路德这样走就什么都好了，不是这个意思啊。但是我要强调一个 point， 就是说神在遍察全地，寻找那些用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人。
So I'm not.Asking you to go to an extreme, saying that you know, like you don't need to pray or you don't need to worship God, just you know, like Ruth. But however, I'm trying to stress the point that Lord's eye is searching for the land, to see anyone who worship Him in truth and spirit.
那神一直在寻找这样。
God is always on the hunt for those who worship Him.
当他找到这样的人的时候呢，就是说他的心，神的心被非常的感动。
When he finds a person such as this, his heart is filled.
你知道神呢，他想方设法要祝福这样的。
You know that the Lord wants to bless this kind of people.
神在这个历史上呢，也在找那些能够承受他应许的人。
And throughout the history, the Lord has always been searching for people like these to inherit His blessings.
他找到了亚伯拉罕，在新约里面找到了大卫，后来找到了玛利亚，他要成为耶稣的母亲。
So he has found Abraham, he has found David, and in the New Testament, he found Mary, the mother of Jesus. So during the period of Judges, he has found Ruth.
你看到在路德记里面那些人打来打去争来争去杀来杀去但是这样一个穷寡妇两个穷寡妇们神带领他们要进入神的大命定
So during the time people were fighting they were against each other However the Lord has found these two widows to inherit his callings
因为那个时候的以色列人呢他们心里面在呼喊希望有王因为士师记的一个主调就是那次以色列人没有王个人任意而行就是那是一个乱象因为他们没有王所以他们非常盼望有一个王
So you know during the period of judges they were longing to have a king to rule over them because it says that during those periods so they don't have any leadersThey don't have rulers. They're just doing whatever they want. So they were living in a confusion. So they wanted to have a ruler to rule over them.
所以神听见他们的祷告，在为他们预备大卫。
So Lord have heard their prayers, and the Lord was preparing them a David.
啊，就像神听见了全世界人的祷告，要为全世界的人准备耶稣这位王一样。
Just like Lord has.Heard the prayers of the earth and has prepared everyone a person like for Christ. I mean, prepared Christ for everyone.
那为了耶稣，耶稣到谁的家里面，他必须要去找，找到了玛利亚和约瑟。
So he was searching for who can have Jesus. So they have found Mary and Joseph.
那在这个历史的阶段，事实的事情，神要找一个王，将来要大卫要，要做王，大卫要出生在谁的家里？他找到了路德。
So during this time, so the Lord is searching for a family to prepare to have the king David. So he has found, Ruth and Boaz.
那大家要想想，就是说，路德，你去整个读的时候呢，真的就是一个很简单的故事。
So if you read the book of Ruth, you will know it's a such simple story.
但这里面的主线呢，就是一个单纯的爱。
But what the main thing about Ruth is a pure love.
所以这也是在生在过去，在我们教会一直塑造的一个事情。就是要让恩膏要在日常生活里面随着我们，要让我们心里面有神的爱。
So this is something that Lord has trained our church for many years is to have anointings, love in our simple lives.
刚才我们讲到约翰一书里面讲，当人活在爱里面的时候，就是活在神里面。
As we have read early on on first.John chapter 4, when you live in love, you live in God, and God is in you.
那我也举一个非常简单的例子呢，我会下面让一样，我们这个姐妹一样，白石的要做一些见证。
So I will invite a sister from a church in White Rock to share with us her story.
最近我在跟国内一个姐妹呢，常常有一些联系啊，因为她经历一些困难啊，就说我常常告诉她，我说你要狂恕过去那些得罪你的。
So I've been talking to one of the sisters in China. She's having some kind of trouble nowadays. I constantly remind her that she has to forgive those people who have hurt her in the past.
他说属灵征战非常的大有时候他根本就不能睡觉也不能就说 concentrate 好多的事情我说你就要宽恕那些人。
So, and she told me that, the spiritual battle is so severe that she wasn't able to sleep in the middle of the night. And I told her that you have to forgive all your enemies.
他给我的回答他说我不相信宽恕能够解决问题。
However, she told me that she does not believe forgiveness will bring any good.
但是呢，他非常的喜欢读圣经，查考圣经，问我很多很多的问题。
But she is willing to read the Bible and she's asking me questions.
啊，圣子讲道就说重担，圣经里面这一句讲的重担代表什么东西？啊，
she asked,
放下重担。
And when she read about how we should lay down our burden, she asked me what kind of burden does the Bible refer to.
后来我很诚实地跟他讲了一句话，我说你这种读经的方法就成为你的重担。
And I told her honestly, like the way that you read the Bible, it became your burden.
因为我们把简单的东西弄得太复杂。
Because we have turned things, like simple things into something very complicated.
所以这个路德记呢，就是让我们把复杂的东西变得很简单。
Book of Ruth is trying to tell us to simplify things, you know, like don't make it complicated.
哈利路亚，我们今天做一个祷告，让燕姐妹讲一些最近发生的见证。
So hallelujah, let's end our, so let's pray before we let, Yan to share her story.
Hallelujah, 主啊，我们谢谢你把路德记放在圣经里。
Lord, we thank you that you have recorded, the book of Ruth in the Bible.
让我们在新的一年里面心中就有你简单的爱。
Help us to have simple love in the new coming year.
我们需要祷告，需要赞美，需要读经，但是最主要的，有那单纯的爱在我们的心里面。
We need to have worship, we need to have prayer, we need to have fasting, but let us first have the simple love that is in us.
让我们知道，我们走到任何地方，你都和我们同在。
Let us know that when, wherever we go, you will be with us.
因为你喜悦和这样的人同在。
Because you are pleased to be with people such as like this.
就像先知所讲，你的眼遍察全地，在寻找那些要大能来帮助那些向你心存诚实的人。
Just like what the prophet has proclaimed, that the Lord's eyes is searching throughout the land to seek for those who are fully committed to Him.
愿你在新的一年里面，在我们中间。找到的全是这样的人。
In the new year, we hope that you will be find such people like this among us.
奉主耶稣的。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Ian, Ian 和 Jason 在线上吗？
我在。Jason
呢 ？Jason
在。Jason
在教会。
因为 Jason 对他在那边要有事情，所以我今天在。
对，我先给介绍一下啊，好多人，我们这个教会里面，老一辈的人都认得这个年轻的姐妹，现在我中间好多新的人可能不认识她。
So first of all, I wanna introduce Yan to people who do not know her. So the people who belong to our church for a while might have known this young sister, but some of you might not know her.
就说他原来在我们中间，就说一直跟我们一起有好长的日子，现在在白石呢，四年前就是开始一个新的教会，他们和这个 Kevin 弟兄就那边去开始教会。
She was with us in our church for many years. About 4 or 5 years ago, they have started a church in White Rock with Kevin Young.
所以姐妹对我们来说是很近很亲爱的一个姐妹。
So the sister is very close to us.
我记得大概有一年的时间，我们星期六早上6点钟的祷告会就是。我和他的先生还有他还有那个洋人姐妹达贝。
So I remember for about a year's time, our Saturday morning's prayer meeting was always me and Yan and her husband and also another sister Darlene.
所以那个阶段是非常宝贵的一个阶段，我们建立了非常非常深的一些连结。
So it was a precious time that we have built a very deep relationship in the spirit.
好，下面我就让他来分享最近一些见证，就是很奇妙的发生在他的生活里面。
So I will now let her to talk about things that have recently happened to her, something wonderful.
好，让你来讲。
好，感谢王敏牧师的邀请哈。其实这是我的娘家。
So so I want to thank Pastor Bing for inviting me over. It is actually my home.
是，那安娜是我最爱的姐妹。
Thank you.
是我的老大，所以呢，我是被王敏牧师一直养育大的一个小羊。
So Anna is my dear sister, and also Alvin is my dear brothers. So I have been in this family, being raised by Pastor Bing.
所以呢，感谢主，今天有机会能跟大家一起来分享一些我的一些见证。
So praise the Lord, I am able to come here to share some of my testimonies with you today.
那我今天听到王平牧师讲的路德记，其实这是我非常喜欢的一段一个故事。
So when Pastor Bing was talking about the book of Ruth, is a story that I liked very much in the Bible.
这好像一个爱情的小说，其实好像每一个女生心中都有一个渴望，我从一个灰姑娘可以飞上枝头变成一个凤凰，可以成为一个公主。
So it seems like every girl's dream to, you know, like, just like a Cinderella having nothing and finally became a princess.
其实这就是我们的一生。虽然这一本书没有提及神，没有提及到耶和华，但是他在不断的在各个角度，这个波阿斯就是在预表着爱我的主，就是预表着耶稣。
So, even though he never mentioned anything about the Lord,But it is the Boaz symbolize the Lord that is in our life.
所以我们当我们成为一个基督徒进到神的家中的时候，我的身份就发生了一个变化。
So when we became a believer, our identity has changed.
我不再是一个失落的儿子，或者我不再是一个原来失婚的一个寡妇的路德。
So no longer I am a lost son, or no longer I am a widow like Ruth.
我是一个深深被爱的、大大蒙福的、极度受宠的一个神的儿子，被神供应。我是被宝贵的一个神的一个要迎娶的一个妻。
So I became a son that is.Love true, deeply loved by the Father, and I have also become a bride, you know, to be wed to the bridegroom.
所以这就是我们的一个身份的转变。
So this is the identity, the new identity that we now inherit.
所以这个身份的转变预定了我一定会走上一个蒙福的道路。
So because the identity, our identity has changed, it has destined for us to have a blessing in our life.
在这个路德记中有一个很奇妙的一点是，当路德第五次被提及的时候，在这个书中，你看到路德记第五次被提及的时候，他就在波阿斯面前蒙了恩。
So if you read Ruth, so when the Bible mentioned her the fifth time, you will see that she has gained favor in the eyes of Boaz.
所以今天我们也是被神五代表着一个恩典，所以今天我们也是在神面前大大蒙恩的一个路德。
So five meaning grace from the Lord. So as we today we found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
是，所以我就想跟大家分享一下我们家中的一些见证。
So I want to share with you some testimonies, with my family, in my family.
见证呢，就是想分享到说我的家，我的自己的身体被医治。
So first of all, I want to share that how my physical health has, been healed by the Lord.
那我最近一段时间呢， 其实我以前曾经经历过很多次的医治。
So, in the past, I have been healed by the Lord many, many times.
那最近一段时间呢，突然间就是，这个感冒啊，孩子生病啊，就是我的状态跟孩子的身体的状态都不是非常的好。
Recent times, my health and my children's health has not been very well. We've been getting cold and sick.
有一次我的小孩就发烧到40多度，那我就给他祷告的时候呢，我真的是迫切的为他祷告，整个为孩子祷告。
So one time, my son, my child was had a fever to the point was over 40 Celsius. So I was very worried, and I prayed fervently throughout the night.
那突然间，神就跟我讲了一句话，说。征战是属于耶和华的，他已经。
But all of a sudden, I felt the Lord is speaking to me that the battle belongs to the Lord. So he has already won the battle, the battle.
就像这个以赛亚书他说的，因耶稣受的鞭伤，我得了医治；因他受的刑罚，我得了平安。
Just like what Isaiah has said, by his stripes we are healed, by his pain we've been blessed.
对，他就是健康的，所以我必须相信他是健康的，而不看他的症状。
So I chose to believe that my child is healthy. I chose not to look at his symptoms.
对，当我开始如此相信的时候，我就看到了他的烧立即就退下去了。
When I chose to believe, and immediately his fevers went down.
对，在这个时候，因为我照顾他，身体也比较，因为有3天的时间，所以我自己也比较累，情绪呢也不是非常的好。
So, because I was taking care of this child for 3 days, and I was very tired, and also very emotionally, troubled.
是，所以呢，就是我们家就出，我跟我的先生呢，就出现了一些的冲突。
So I had some conflict between me and my husband.
通常在这种情况下，我们觉得神还是会来医治我吗？
So what in this kind of situation, do you still believe that the Lord will still come to, heal you?
我发了脾气，跟先生发了脾气，跟小朋友发了脾气，然后呢，我自己的身体也软弱，我甚至想，我不要再相信耶稣能够医治了，我已经非常的。累了，就在这时候，当我不相信的时候，当我没有盼望的时候，大家觉得我还能被医治吗？
So when I just, had a temp like outburst, like a tantrum with my husband, and same as my husband to me, and I also, yell at my child, and my physical body was tired, and I chose not to believe anymore of his power. Do you still believe in this situation, God is still able to heal you?
其实就是在我最软弱的那个晚上，突然间我就这样遇见了耶稣。
But it is actually happened when I was in my deepest distress in the middle of the night. That is where I have met the Lord.
我其实是睡着的一个状态，但是呢，我的灵里面却是完全的清醒的。
I was actually sleeping in my physical body. However, my spiritual mind was still awake.
我突然间就感觉到有一种力量在我的里面，好像那个 X 光扫描一层一层的从我脚底不断的向上升来医治我。
I felt the power just like an X-ray rays that's scanning starting from my feet all the way to the top of my head.
然后。当这个力量走到的地方，我觉得我被医治了，因为我的腿磕到了，那个腿那个地方不痛，完全不痛。
So I felt wherever the rays goes, where those places I have been healed, because back then I actually hurt my feet, and then after that I don't feel pain anymore.
我本来咳嗽的蛮严重的，就是又咳嗽啊，又头痛啊，就是好像那种重感冒，坐凳子都坐不住的。可是就在那我起来的那一刹那，就是我在那个过程中，我感觉到我完全被医治了。
I was actually coughing as well and also other symptoms, but at that moment I feel that I was healed.
当我起来的时候，我这个任何疾病的症状，这个不舒服的症状完全从我里面出去了。
So when I got up, all the symptoms that I had, you know, like those cold symptoms, all of them were gone.
所以我知道，不是因为我的信心有多大，我被医治。
Then I realized it's not by my faith that I was healed.
不是因为我有做得有多好，我今天被医治，不是因为我的行为。
And not because what I did, you know, like how good I behaved that I got healed.
而是因为神的怜悯和神的爱。
But because of his love and mercy that I was healed by him.
所以耶稣来的目的就是说，他打开这个经卷的时候，他说：“我要来医治瞎眼的，使贫穷的得富足。他要来传扬神悦纳人的喜年。
So that's why the Bible says, when Jesus opened up the scroll and he read the verse from book of Isaiah that I have here to proclaim, the favor of the Lord.
”所以。我经历的这一次医治呢，让我学到了不再靠我自己，不是我的信心，而是神爱我，神的恩典，他就是要来医治在软弱里面的人。
So through this time, I realized that once again that we are not healed by our good behaviors, our good doings, but by the loving mercy of our Lord.
对，就是我被医治的一个见证，深深的
So
被所爱。
it's a testimony that I recently experienced in my physical body, so I've been loved deeply by the Lord.
还有一件就是，其实蛮多的。我讲两一件比较我们家里比较大的一些医治的事情。
So actually, there are many things, testimony like this, but I will choose to talk about only two that happened in my family.
那我父亲前两天要做一个心脏搭桥的一个手术。
So a few days ago, my father has to go through a heart surgery, so they are putting a bridge in the heart.
因为他有一根主要的血管，医生检查90%堵塞了。
Because one of the arteries was 90% blocked.
那其实因为我爸爸前一段时间信主，那在他要进手术室之前呢，他就说："你来要为我祷告。"
So my father has recently became a believer. So before his surgery, he asked me to pray for him.
结果呢，我就为他祷告说，因耶稣受的鞭伤，你得了医治；因耶稣受的刑罚，你有平安。如果你想去做这个手术，可以，神给医生智慧。可是我期待神能够亲自的医治你。
So I told him the verses from the book of Isaiah, by his stripes you are healed. I told him that if you want to have the surgery, go ahead and I will pray that the wisdom will be with the doctors. But I prefer that God will heal you personally.
是因为呢，我父亲当时去看的这个医院是全国顶级的医生团队。
So the hospital that my father went was the had the top doctors in China.
出现误诊的可能性不太多。
出现误诊哦，误诊。Okay, so it is a rare chance that he will be, you know, like misdiagnosed.
是，神奇的事情是，当我父亲进了手术10分钟以后，他又给我打来了电话。
So what happened is after he'd been sent to the surgery room for about 10 minutes, and he gave me a phone call.
那我就神奇说，怎么搭桥手术不是要半个多小时到1个小时，怎么这么快出来了呢？
And then I was thinking, how come he called me like so soon? It should take more than like, you know, 30 minutes, right?
但这个他就讲说，当这个仪器进到他的心脏里面去探测的时候，开始要输入的时候，发现整个血管被疏通了。
And then my father told me that when the machine went inside him to, you know, test for the artery, it realized that like all of the artery were actually, you know, like it's not blocked at all.
所以呢，神就神奇般的医治了我的父亲。
So God has miraculously healed my father.
其实我在给他祷告的时候，我也不相信神能够医治他，因为他究竟要进手术室了。
So actually, when I prayed with him, I did not, you know, believe that the Lord is going to heal him because he was about to go to the surgery.
但是神的恩典超乎我们的想象。
But God's mercy is beyond our imagination.
所以我的父亲也极大的经历神。
So my father has also experienced him personally.
是，那我的爷爷也是同样的经历神。
My grandfather also experienced the same thing as well.
那在疫情最严重的时候呢？他心脏突然间心脏我不舒服要住院。
So during the, when the pandemic was the worst in China, he all of a sudden he felt unwell and he had to go to the hospital because of his heart condition.
但是呢那时候因为不知道情况会如何，如果进了医院，很有可能就不一定能够出得来了，而且要有家人也得一直陪伴，不能出来医院的。
So because the condition was unclear, so he may have to go into the hospital, but he won't be able to come out, and also someone has to be with him in the hospital all times.
那我姑姑就是医院的主任，就是一个医生。
So my aunt, she's also a doctor. She works in a hospital.
他跟这个心脏科的主任呢非常的熟悉，就把所有的能够搬到家里的仪器都用了，都试了，结果一点用都没有，三天没有任何的果效。
So my aunt, because she worked for the hospital, she was able to get the best equipment. For my grandfather, however, after 3 days of trying, there was no improvement at all.
所以我就在想，我要等他在住院前，要为他来跟他聊一聊天，跟他来一起祷告一下。
So I felt I had to pray, I talked to him and pray with him before he is fully admitted to the hospital.
其实那时候我爷爷是不信主的。
So back then, my grandfather did not believe in the Lord.
是，但是因为他心脏不能动呢，他也不能生气，也不能拒绝我的祷告。
But because of his heart condition, he cannot refuse me or, you know, like get angry while I'm talking to him about God.
那我跟他讲的非常的简单。
So I simply told him,
因耶稣，他是为了我的疾病，他是为了我上的十字架。
I simply told him that Jesus went up to the cross because of me.
Because of us, 因为我们自人的罪上了十字架。
Because of our sins that he went on the cross.
他担当了我所有的罪。
He has bared all of my sins.
当他在十字架上的时候，他的鞭伤使我们得了医治。
But when he was on the cross, every stripes that he bare became our healings.
他所受的刑罚使我们里面有极大的平安。
And all his punishments become our peace.
不是因为我做的好不好，而是因为耶稣爱你的缘故。
Not because what I did good or what, but because Jesus loves us.
当我们相信并领受的时候，我们就会看到医治的能力的彰显。
When we believe, we will see the miracles of healings.
所以就在这个时候呢，因为我给他打电话的时候，我姑姑刚给他量血压，是一心跳是120。
So when I first talking to him, his heart rate was about 120.
当我给他祷告，我就是两分钟、三分钟的祷告。当祷告完的时候 ，surprisingly， 他的心跳直接降到了68。
So after I talked with him for a couple minutes and pray with him, and surprisingly, his heart rate went down to 60.
所以这一件事就是降到我爷爷正常的心跳。
So, the heart rate of 60 became, was the normal heart rate that, supposed to be for my grandfather.
所以他就这样神奇的被医治了。
So he was healed like this miraculously.
对，通常我爷爷一年要住5次医院，因为心脏的原因。
Usually for my grandfather, he has to be admitted to the hospital about 5 times a year because of his, heart condition.
但是这一次因为他被医治，他的几乎有疫情在2年的时间，他一次医院都没有住。
But because he was healed, so within the past couple years, he was never admitted to the hospital at all.
所以因为所有我们家所有的家人都在家里照顾我的爷爷，那个时候。
So back then, all of my relatives are have to stay in the house to take care of my grandfather.
所以这件事情让我们的全家都经历了神迹。
So because of this, all of my family members has experienced the Lord.
所以也就是为什么我父亲后来能够非常的顺利的信主。
So that's why my father was able to believe in the Lord.
所以通过这些事情我就知道当我们先寻求神的国和神的义的时候
So that I know that when we first seek his kingdom and his glory
神就把我需要的一切加给我们
And the Lord is going to give us all that we needed
神的国和神的义就是耶稣基督他自己
The kingdom, the righteousness and the kingdom of the Lord is Jesus himself
是好，这就是我的见证。
So this is what I want to share with you today.
谢谢杨，谢谢杨，你的见证非常的真实和非常的感动。
So, oh, thank you, Yan, for what you share and your experiences touched us.
我还记得第一次见到你爸爸的时候，在温哥华，我跟他聊了一下天。他也对我很客气，但是我觉得这个人可能很难信主。
I still remember when I talked to your dad many years ago in Vancouver. He even though he was respectful, I felt in my heart that for him it's very hard to believe.
但是，所以今天我真的要悔改，就是神在做他神的事情。
So I need to repent because I know the Lord is doing His work on him.
所以我们感谢神，感谢神，就是说有机会，其实Ian和Jason他们的经济上面在疫情期间，神也是大大的祝福他，是可以说是很吃惊的在祝福着他。以后有机会让Jason和Ian再来分享。
And also, during the pandemic, the Lord has blessed Ian and Jason, in their financial life as well. Maybe next time she can share with us.
所以谢谢Ian，有机会你们再来分享。
Thank you, Ian. Maybe next time you can share with us.
好，谢谢王威牧师，谢谢安娜翻译。
Thank you.
对，愿神祝福Ian、Jason 继续的来大大的用你们。
May God bless you and Jason. May God use you mightily.
感谢主。
如果大家有 OK， 时间到了，我们来请我们请安娜，请燕为我们来做一个祝福，好吧？祷告，也为我们弟兄姐妹来领受你这一份，这一份单纯的一个 相信神的恩典。
So we are running out of time. We will invite Yan to pray over us so that we can also have the same blessings.
Amen. 好，我们就一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
哈利路亚，主耶稣，主啊，我们来到你的面前。主耶稣，我们知道，主啊，今天我们能够得祝福，不是因为我有多好，不是因为我做了什么，而是因为耶稣，你深深的爱我们。
Lord, we come before you today. We know that, we have received the blessings from you, not because of what we have done, but because of your love and your mercy.
主耶稣，你爱我们到了一个程度，你愿意在十字架上舍下你的性命。
Lord, you have loved us to the point that you were willing to lay down your lives for us on the cross.
你受鞭伤，你受刑罚，是为了让我们今天得医治，得平安。
So by your stripes and by your punishments, we have, you have brought us the peace.
圣经上说，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。今天耶稣，你被挂在木头上，是为了让我们使我们出咒诅，让我们能够领受祝福和自由。
So Bible says.Those who are hang upon the tree is been cursed. But Lord, you were cursed on the tree for us so that we can, walk out from our curse and receive the blessings from you.
所以在十字架上最后一刻，你说成了的那一刻，主啊，所有的一切都在十字架上完成了。
So on the final moments on the cross, when you have proclaimed it is finished, so you have already done everything for us on that moment.
所以我们不再受疾病的压制，疾病是不属于我们的。
So no longer we are under the curse of our sickness, so we are no longer under that.
你受贫穷，所以今天我们得祝福，是吧？你头戴荆棘的冠冕，所以我们今天从一切的不幸和从一切的压制中，我们的思想要得完全的自由。
Because you have worn the crown of a thorn on your head, so that we were no longer under the oppression of poverty, that everything that have inherited our mindset will be lifted away.
你在十字架上向我们传递的唯一的一个信息，就是你爱我们，爱我们到底。
So the only message that you have brought us from the cross is that you love us and you love us to the end.
主啊，你流出血和水，就有一个复活的生命从你里面而出。
When you have shed your blood and the water that you from out of you, the new life have been reborn.
今天这个复活的新的生命在我们的当中。
Today this new reborn life is in us.
我们的生命是从耶稣基督里面出来的。
And our life comes from Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们抓车手站的过一堂，我们一起来到你的面前，我们说耶稣，我们来领受你十字架上的祝福。
As a whole church of Zion, we come before you that here we are, Lord. We are here to receive your full blessings.
我们说你受鞭伤，我们就得了医治，所以今天我们是健康的。
By your stripes, we are here. We proclaim that we are healthy.
主啊，你受刑罚，所以我今天里面有平安。主耶稣，我们来领受一个极大的平安，跟我环境的平安，跟我财务的平安，跟我夫妻关系的平安，跟我亲子关系的平安。今天平安是属于我们的。
By your wounds, by your punishment, you have brought us the peace. So now we proclaim that we have peace in our family, we have peace in our relationship with our spouse, we have peace with our relationship with our children.
所以今天耶稣，我们带着一个感恩的心，我们感谢你在十字架上为我们所做成的。
We thank, we have a heart of gratitude. We thank you for everything that you have done on the cross.
我们说征战是属于耶和华的，你已经为我们赢得征战，仇敌踩在你的脚下。
We proclaim that the battle belongs to the Lord and you have already won the battle and the enemies are trampled under our feet.
所以今天我们跟你一起来在这个地上做王掌权。
So today, together with you, we will rule over the land.
所以2022年，耶稣，我们来欢迎你更多的进到我们的生命的当中，我们更多的与你同行。
So we welcome you in the year 2022. Be more with us in our daily lives.
我们来领受从主耶稣十字架上而来的恩典和祝福。
We will receive all the blessings from you on the cross.
谢谢耶稣，听我们的祷告，是奉耶稣基督得胜和完工之名。
Thank you, Lord. We pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. 感谢，谢谢燕，谢谢燕。